A few showers early with overcast skies later in the day, high 60. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 35. And Sunday, overcast at times, high 40 to 45. Monday, partly sunny, high mid-30s. And Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, high near 40. Keep it here to WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for the Section 4 Class D football championship game. We hope wherever you're listening from today, you're staying dry. Or maybe if you're down here at the game and you got your radio plugged in or your phone plugged in, hopefully you're staying dry here too, because it is a rainy and wet day here at Johnson City High School. But we're set to go for the Section 4 Class D football championship game, an early kickoff today, but we're certainly excited for that. Before I welcome in my broadcast partner, I want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. As always, my broadcast partner today, Skylar Thompson. It wouldn't be a sectional final without some tough weather this time of the year, right, Sky?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be at all. As you remember a few years ago, Walton Tioga, they played. It was freezing cold. Today's not freezing cold, which is nice, I guess, if we're going to look on the bright side, but definitely a wet, rainy one out there.
Yeah, very wet conditions. I think it could be hard to hold on to the football. Be interested to see how much passing both teams do, or if it's going to be a ground-and-pound type of day. Should be interesting because these teams in the regular season really had a whale of a game.
Yeah, we were just talking about a 28-21, I believe, is what the final was. And, we had a pretty good feeling Tioga was going to get back to this point. They've been here, as you and I were talking about just a few minutes ago, several times the last few years. And we knew Delhi Walton, last week was going to be a good game, and the winner was going to take on Tioga again. So this should be a great rematch from an earlier game that these two played, and I'm looking forward to it.
Tioga, of course, is the defending state champion from last year in New York State Class D. They've won 23 games in a row, and I believe if my stats are correct, they have only missed the state playoffs once since 2011. That's the year Sydney went to states back in 2017. So this Tioga program, we talk about it all the time, is really a local dynasty in Class D, a fantastic program. Nick Aiello does a fantastic job, and they have just been a machine for close to a decade now.
They really have been. 2011 was the first year that I was on varsity as a freshman in Oneonta, and following along and stuff, knew that they were good, and then they obviously have been ever since. And if you look at the Tioga roster, if I remember correctly, only three seniors on this year's team, and that means they're bringing back a lot next year as well. So it's one of those programs that has been good and continues to build and be good. And, you never know for sure, but when you only lose three guys off a team that's this good, it leads a lot of hope for good things to keep coming, too.
It's our Butler Auto pregame show live from Johnson City High School today. Don't worry, folks. We're inside the press box, so we're nice and warm and dry in here, and we always appreciate the Johnson City staff taking such good care of us here to make sure that we have a spot here for these games. The fans, on the other hand, are down, and, I just went down and was talking to some of the coaches, and as you walk through the stands, people have gotten very creative today, not only the umbrella and, of course, wearing as many clothes as they can, but you got the pop-up tents here. Everybody has really just come prepared. But the overall kind of theme in the stands here today, everyone's just so excited about this game. It's like Christmas Day for high school football fans in Class D.
This is what you play for. You want to be in the sectional championship game. You want to win your section, and, well, here we are.
And here we are. So we're going to take a break and pause for the national anthem here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, it's the sectional final today between Tioga and Delhi, and you're only going to find it right here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are all set for the start of the sectional final here as both teams head out for the coin toss here. Delhi is in at the white tops today, the white helmets, the gray pants, the maroon trim. If you are a college football fan, you can pretty much picture what Tioga looks like. They have that Michigan Wolverine-looking helmet and uniform that has the navy blue with the gold trim. Scott, it's probably one of my favorite high school football uniforms. It just looks mean and intimidating. It always has looked that way to me since I've started calling these games.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but Oneana used to have that same exact uniform, actually, with the helmet, and then they did change it, and I was personally kind of upset when they decided to do that because when I was younger going to the games, I loved those uniforms, and just like you said with Tioga, one of your favorites, they're definitely one of mine as well.
Really sharp-looking uniform. I've always thought about that, that's for sure. Guy, in these conditions today, we were just telling our guy, Jim Tamayo, who's our producer back in the studio, he was asking about the weather. We said, well, it's not a mist, and it's not, you know, like a downpour, but it's a very steady rain is what I would say. What's that going to do for holding on to the football today? You've been a guy that's been down there in the trenches. I think we're going to see a lot of running of the ball. So how key is holding on to it and kind of those transitions from QB to running back?
Yeah, it's definitely going to play a big factor today. More so, I would say, in the passing game than the running game. One of the benefits of playing today on this field is being a turf field, you don't have to worry about the field getting torn up as much. When you play on grass fields and the wet conditions, of course, the field itself will get pretty beat up, making it even tougher. Here we're playing on a very nice turf field, so they don't have to worry about the running as much. One of the things that some guys do is they don't wear gloves, actually. Sometimes gloves will make it a little bit more slippery when you're trying to catch and hold on to the ball. So it'll be interesting to see if we see that at all. Guys change up stuff like that, but I think both of these teams run predominantly anyway. We do see some passing, of course, but I'll be interested to see if the rain comes down harder at all, if it changes anything too.
Delhi will be kicking away. Excuse me. Tioga will receive. They're going to be going right to left on your radio dial. Reminds me of a game for Sydney fans that we did here a few years ago. It was the sectional semifinals. The weather was really coming down hard. And that was Green and Sydney in the semifinals. It was raining so hard here at Johnson City. We know they have very good drainage here. When guys got tackled, you'd see a wave come off from the ground. And that was probably one of the most wild things I've seen. So Delhi tries the little squib kick here. It rolls to about the 35, and Tioga is able to cleanly field it there. It looks like they'll be starting at their own 34-yard line, again, going right to left. And we'll see what Tioga decides to come out with junior QB Caden Bellis. He's a great athlete, a great wrestler for the Tioga Tigers, and he's the man in charge here today for TCS. So here we go. Underway at Johnson City, Tioga will have the ball first. And they're going to have two men in motion here going from right to left. Delhi changing a few things on defense, and they're going to look to run to the weak side, and Delhi crashing through to make the tackle there, only good for about a gain of one. You know, I think the real strength, Sky, of this Delhi team is the offense and defensive line. They're going to have to come to work today.
Absolutely going to have to. You mentioned the quarterback for Tioga. I was here last week watching them play for the first time this year. Very impressed by their quarterback. He did a great job. I was also very impressed by their running back, number 10, Drew McCumber, if I'm saying that.
Maycumber, yep.
Maycumber. They both were very impressive for me, and I'll be interested to see what Delhi does defensively to try and stop them.
Second and 10, the handoff for Tioga. They run to the outside, nowhere to go. The Delhi defense right there, Ryan Wilson bringing down Maycumber. And there's Wilson. We did not see him run the ball much last week against Walton, but he was a beast on defense, and he makes the tackle there.
I was just about to say, Ryan Wilson played a big part last week against Walton, stopping their two-headed monster. He'll be huge defensively again this week, playing linebacker, and I will be very curious to see what they do with him offensively today.
Third and 10 for Tioga. They haven't moved it yet, as they're still on their own 34. Line is set, and they'll look to hand it off. A fumble. It's on the ground. Bellis is going to fall on it here. Had nowhere to go. Delhi crashing through, leading the charge for the Bulldogs. There was Luke Sanford. Tioga doesn't give it up, but a fourth down coming, and it looks like they'll have to punt it away. What a good start for the Delhi defense.
If you're the Delhi defense, you can't be any happier than right now. I mean, net loss of about 3 yards for the series. They get a three and out. This right here is the key play that we saw last week in the Walton-Delhi game. Special teams played a big part. Delhi had a great stop. You want to make sure that you don't do anything here to give it back.
The punt rolls down through the air, bounces at about the 40, and takes a Tioga roll down to about the 33-yard line. So Delhi will take over on offense. They crashed pretty good on that punt, almost got a hand on it. Sanford came flying through, but Tioga was able to punch it out of there. And so we'll get our first look at the Delhi offense here today, Friday afternoon football on CDO. And thanks for listening to the Butler Auto pregame show. They're such a great sponsor for all our high school sports. With basketball right around the corner, they'll also be a sponsor for that. So we truly appreciate the support from Butler Auto. So here is Delhi again going left to right. And, boy, the guy last week was Logan Neal at the QB. He did a little bit of everything. Schnabel is also in the backfield. He was great last week against Walton. We got a flag on the play here. And let's see, I think maybe they're counting guys, maybe too many guys out there right now, Sky. Let's see what it is.
Well, Ryan Wilson was in the huddle, and he ran off. The officials are getting together to talk about it right now.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to wave that off. I think maybe the official just wanted to see, perhaps. Yeah, we're waiting to see exactly what that was. I think maybe he thought there was too many, so he threw the flag so that he could count, but I think that's a wash is what I'm gathering from that.
Yeah, they didn't do anything there. They just picked the flag back up. So here we go. Now's the first play.
Now's the first play with Nealis under center. And they're going to hand it off to Schnabel, who hits the left side of the hole and drives his way forward out to the 39-yard line. So a good little pickup there for the Bulldogs. And again, that line is going to have to create some holes for guys like Schnabel and Wilson and Nealis today. So we'll see how it goes. But we saw the rain coming into play on that first drive for Tioga. Key third down, and they put it on the turf. They did fall on it, but that ball's got to be slippery today.
And the other, one of the other things I want to see today is time of possession. A lot of teams against Delhi, or against Tioga, rather, have been trying to keep the possession for a long time. I'll be interested to see how Delhi does with keeping the ball today.
Schnabel to the right side. He really got sandwiched pretty hard there as he got about 2 yards on the play. Appears to be okay. I thought he got tackled awkwardly there because he was halfway down and another guy came in and gave him another pop, but he appears to be all right. Good gain on the play, going to be about third and two coming up near midfield for Delhi going left to right. So ball at about the 43-yard line. They need the 44 to get the first. So I'd say about a yard, yard and a half is what they need right now. 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless in the Section 4 Class D football championship game, Tioga Tigers and the Delhi Bulldogs. They try to go right up the middle with Schnabel, and he is brought down by that Tioga defense, crashing through. Well done by the front group there for Tioga. Josh Benjamin Doyle led the charge for the Tigers.
It's pretty close to a first down. It's like right on the line. They're going to stop it to get a measurement here.
Yeah, so we'll get an early measurement. Looks like he was very close, but a good job by that Tioga line to crunch through and make tackle. And so three runs by Schnabel. It's going to be pretty close, and the chain gang already getting a workout here in the first couple of minutes of the game. 8:43 to go first quarter. We're scoreless so far between Delhi and Tioga, and we'll see what the measurement is here on this one. Officials getting everything set, and, boy, I think they're going to be, very, very close. It's going to be fourth and inches here, not even inches, less than that. That was by the whiskers on your chin. I mean, that one is close there, Sky. Fourth down coming, it looks like.
Yeah, they're definitely just short.
Yep.
And we just saw, I just saw Ryan Wilson run in from the sideline for Delhi. We haven't seen him yet. We haven't seen him, we didn't see him really at all last week against Walton, but I'll be interested to see if they go to him early in a big fourth down spot right here.
Schnabel in the backfield as well as Ryan Wilson. They're both lined up off the right hip here of Nealis, who is under center. 8:40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Key fourth down. Delhi's going to go for it. Nealis pushing the pile forward. He's got the first down. He pretty much just did his best Josh Allen impersonation there and pushed the pile forward and gets the first down there for Delhi. Well done. And they really believe in that line, you can tell.
And that's a big fourth down right there, because if you don't give it, you're giving Tioga a pretty short field right there. So some would say risky, but I like the confidence early and trusting that offensive line to get the push that you need. Don't worry about turning around and handing it off. Just your quarterback, who we saw last week, have a lot of success. As you said, just go right forward.
8:15 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless here between the Bulldogs and the Tigers. Delhi getting a key first down, and they're near midfield looking to get set up here. On a first down, they'll hand one off to Wilson. The first time we've seen him carry the ball, he gets tackled right on the Johnson City logo at midfield. Good for about 3, maybe 4 yards here for the Bulldogs. And so they are not afraid to try to run it through through the middle here with some of the great blocking they've had from this line. And I believe opening that hole there was Luke Sanford once again. He's been tremendous so far here on the line. And so right at midfield. Going to be a second down at about 6 to go for the Delhi Bulldogs. Rocky is in motion from right to left. They'll pitch it to Schnabel, gets to the edge, shakes off one tackle. We've got a flag on the play. Schnabel gets all the way to the outside, good for maybe a yard or two. That flag came from the back judge, so we'll see what we get here. Going to be a holding against the Bulldogs. So that's going to back them up in the wrong direction here. And, you know, Sky, you get that fourth down. Now you got to try to cash in here if you're Delhi and keep this drive going. But the flag certainly isn't going to help.
Yeah, you didn't want to see that, obviously. You pick up about 4 yards on the first play there. You're moving the ball well. You pick up a big fourth down. Now you set yourself up, with a second and long. And as we talked about, passing in these conditions is going to be very hard. So I'll be curious to see if they do try to go to it, though, just to see. But it's a tough spot right now to be in.
Nealis wasn't ready for that snap. He does get it here, and we're going to have a flag on the play. Miscommunication there for Delhi. The snap came early. It looked like Nealis was still kind of directing traffic. He caught it in the breadbasket, immediately tried to take off and run, but that's a false start against Delhi. So two straight flags against the Bulldogs here, and they're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they're backed up to about where they started this possession off before the first down, and now it's second and very long, and that looked like he was going to roll out for a pass, but I don't know if he really was, because they were not set and ready.
Nealis is in the shotgun here. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Second down and about 21 to go here for the Bulldogs. They're on their own 35. Nealis wants to throw, pump fakes, has to pull it down, and he gets sacked for a huge loss in the backfield, and that was about 3 or 4 Tigers led by Carson Sidoni, who was able to come through there and rip him down. Well done there. Tigers sniff that out, and, well, Delhi doesn't even get the pass off, and this is going to be third down and about, boy, this is going to be even farther now, third down and close to 30 here for the Bulldogs. They're at their own 28-yard line. So they've lost anything that they gained by going for that first down. 6:20 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless here. So the Bulldogs coming up to the line with about third and 28, maybe 29 here on the play. And this is going to be a direct snap right to Nealis. Again, in the backfield, brought down. Tioga brings the rush. Three guys are able to get through, and they bring him down. Josh Benjamin Doyle was there, as well as Trent Brown for the Tigers. Fourth down coming, and Delhi's going to have to punt it away. With 5:55 to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless. You know, for all the momentum, it felt like Delhi was going to put something together there, Sky. It quickly evaporates here against this tough Tigers defense.
Penalties. We see it all the time. You know, you can get a good drive going. One simple one sometimes is a big difference. We saw two back-to-back plays, and that makes it very tough here. But here's another big play. Special teams, I really do think, are going to play a big part in this game.
Schnabel gets a good punt off, a little sidewinder that takes a good Delhi bounce. This one's going to roll all the way back to about the 15. Tioga's going to field it and try to bring it out. 25-30, 35-40. Boy, a good return out to the 45 here. And it looked like they were going to get pinned deep, but then Evan Sickler makes something out of nothing for the Tigers. Really nice run back. I thought it was a bold move to take off and run with that, but He picked up about 35 yards on the return. 5:15 to go first quarter, and we're scoreless.
That was a very risky move right there. In the weather conditions like this, ball bouncing like it is. And as you said, it didn't really look like he was going to pick it up there. It looked like he was just kind of going back and then decide against it, but then he did and picked up a great game.
So here's the Tigers on their second possession of the day. We are scoreless with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Tigers with the ball. They have a man in motion from left to right. They're going to sweep it to him. And this is Valentino Rossi to the outside. He tries to jump over a block that came in low and gets tripped up. Nice job by the Bulldogs defense to keep him to about a gain of 2 on the play. Brocky with the tackle. So clock still moving down to 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scott, your thoughts so far? It feels like both teams kind of feeling each other out here in the final.
Yeah, I would say so. It looked like Delhi there a couple times. They didn't really look like they were ready or in the right formations. Guys didn't really feel like they knew where they were going, which is not what you want to see on the first possession either after the first few plays they had.
Second down and 8 to go here for the Tigers. And they'll try to run up the middle, but that Delhi defensive line has been tough. Sam Davis leads the charge on that one, and they bring down the ball carrier. Nowhere to go. Orion All was in there as well for the Delhi Bulldogs.
And the rain is starting to come down a little bit more right now, Nate. And they said as the game goes on, it'll be interesting to see if it plays more and more of a factor.
So going to be 3rd down and 8 now for Tioga. Both teams have had trouble moving the ball here in this first quarter. So we come up on 4 minutes to go in the first frame, and we are scoreless in the sectional championship game between Delhi and Tioga. On a cold, not a cold, but definitely a rainy and misty day here at Johnson City High School. 3rd and 8, and Tioga tries to run to the outside, nowhere to go. Nealis was there on the tackle. So going to be 4th down at about 6, right at midfield here for the Tigers, and we'll see what the play call is from the sideline. Looks like they'll get ready to punt this away.
That's the second time on 3rd down and the 2 possessions so far for Tioga where they've tried to run an option play with the quarterback. The first time they fumbled it, this time the defense for Tioga did a great job, or for Delhi did a great job. They basically tackled both guys and there was nowhere to go.
So the Tigers will punt this one away and they bobble the snap. They're going to have to pick it up and run. And Delhi is right there, Johnny on the spot. And special teams, like you said, Sky, plays a big, big factor. That was Carter Terrence coming in to bring down the punter, who could not get that away. The punter was Carson Sidoni. He fumbled the ball when it came back to him, and Delhi was right there to bring him down. Great field position for the Bulldogs.
What a huge switch right here, Nate. Tioga was going to, I guess, probably pin them pretty deep here, punting from their own 40-ish yard line. Instead, the guy bobbles the snap. It was perfect snap right to him, but the wetness of the ball drops it. Delhi right there to make the tackle, and now they get the ball on their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, so the Bulldogs going left to right with 3:15 to go in the first quarter, and we're scoreless. Are in Tioga territory. They'll hand it off and look to run up the middle across the 40 to the 38, and that's Ryan Wilson on the carry, good for about 3 yards. So excellent field position after that muffed punt there by the Tigers. Gives Delhi a really good look here late in the first quarter, and that's something you don't see a well-disciplined team like Tioga do very often, but I think it goes to the conditions here today. Very wet and slippery down there. Bulldogs will look to hand it off. They go to Schnabel on the right side, and he's brought down by that Tioga defense. And a good job there. Drew Maycumber coming through to bring down Schnabel. And it's, you know, we've seen Schnabel a bunch this year. It's strange to see him get stopped like that so quickly, because normally he's bouncing to the outside and he's gone most of the time, but Tioga playing a very good job, doing a very good job on defense, I should say.
They are, and we saw that last week. Schnabel did a great job, as did Nealis. But if you're Delhi right now, you got to be very happy with where we're at. Unfortunately, the penalties of the first drive, you know, didn't help us. But right now, we get 2 big stops on this Tioga offense. Great field position. They got to be happy with what they have done so far.
3rd and 4 for Delhi. They're looking to throw. They do to the outside. It's complete to Schnabel. He's at the 25-20. Good for a first down. 15 and ripped down at about the 12. Move the chains for the Bulldogs with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. They go to the air, and it works there to Schnabel.
He made a great move, too, to beat the defender that was right there. He actually cut back to the inside. A lot of times you see guys go to the outside. Schnabel pinned his foot, went back to the inside, picked up a lot more yardage on that one. And that's what happens when you get a guy like him in space like we saw last week. He's very good at making guys miss. Very good protecting the ball, too. When he breaks free, very rarely do guys catch him. But he did a great job protecting the ball because the tackle came from behind.
1:45 to go in the first quarter, and Delhi is in the red zone now. They're going to go to Sam Davis, works his way across the 10, and brought down at about the 7-yard line here for the Bulldogs with a buck and a half to go in the first quarter. And Davis, just one of those guys that just kind of a bull in the china shop. We've talked about that a lot this year, but loves the contact, and he gets some good contact there and picked up about 4 yards. Second down, very manageable here for Delhi, and they're inside the Tioga 10. So we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter, still a 0-0 game.
I'm going to expect Delhi to use a lot of this play clock right now, now that they're inside their own territory, inside their own 10.
They go right back to Davis between the tackles. He's brought down, but a good gain again of about 3 or 4 yards. So going to bring up a third down and short. They can get the first down without scoring. They're at about the 4-yard line here. If they get to the 2, they'll get a first down. And if they get any more, they'll be in the end zone.
And as I said, I expect Delhi to use a lot of the play clock here. You have the possession. You're very close to scoring yourself. If you can get even go at the end of the quarter tied or up, that's a great spot to be to start this game against Tioga.
Clock is moving. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. A 3rd and 1 for Delhi. They're inside the Tioga 5, going left to right. They go to Schnabel. Boy, he's hit hard at the line and brought down. What a great tackle there by Tioga, breaking through with Tate McCauley to bring him down with 20 seconds to go, first quarter. 4th down coming up here. Schnabel didn't get it. Boy, this is huge now for the Bulldogs. Can the Tigers hold? It looks like the clock's going to run out on the first quarter, so the start of the second quarter will certainly be full of excitement. 1 quarter in the books in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. We're scoreless, but Delhi is on the drive. A key 4th down coming up when we come back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. End of the first quarter, start of the second here, and Delhi and Tioga are scoreless after the opening frame. The Bulldogs are knocking on the door to start the second quarter here, so we'll switch ends of the field. Delhi now going right to left, and this is going to be a key 4th down here for the Bulldogs. If they get stopped here, this is going to really hurt because they've had a nice drive. They took advantage of that muffed punt there by the Tigers, but we'll see if they can cash in. They can get the first down without scoring, so we'll see what the Bulldogs decide to do. As they're now going right to left, Wilson and Schnabel in the backfield. Here's the snap. They're going to hand off to Schnabel, driving his way forward, and he is in. A Delhi touchdown by Luke Schnabel to start the second quarter. Put 6 on the board now for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Great play right there. As you said, they could have picked up the first down. It almost looked like Tioga was going to stop him, but Schnabel, great job keeping his feet moving, pushing right into the end zone to get a Delhi early lead here. This is a great start for them. This is exactly how you wanted to start this game. As we've seen, though, Tioga can bounce back very quick and score quickly.
Delhi is going to attempt to kick the extra point here with Schnabel. Snap is good. The hold went down. Schnabel picks it up, tries to throw, and it is incomplete. And so just like that, it's only going to be 6-0. The snap went through the holder's hands and was no good, so they didn't get the kickoff. We'll take a break. 6-0, Delhi on top of Tioga, started the second quarter on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sidney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Section 4, Class D football championship game. Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson with you here. Delhi with a 6-0 lead after a 2-yard touchdown run by Luke Schnabel on fourth down. The kickoff was fielded cleanly by Tioga, and they're going to start going left to right at the Tioga 33-yard line. So here are the Tigers. They're going to look to pitch it to the right side. Good run here through the tackles, but brought down by Delhi. Nice job by Brock Matice to come in to make that tackle there for the Bulldogs. You know, we've seen Tioga a couple times this year. You know, when we're getting our scores and our sports reports coming in, they'll fall behind early by a touchdown, and then they always seem to answer very quickly. Let's see what happens here, Sky.
They do that. I remember we were doing a game when they were playing
Walton, I believe, yeah.
And Walton had like a 7.5-minute drive to start the game or something like that. And Tioga then touchdown, and then a couple seconds later, it seemed like another one. They have that big play capability. Very important for Delhi to prevent that from happening.
QB keeper here for Caden Bellis. Takes the handoff and then dives forward. Picks up a bunch of yards here, probably about 6 on the play. So third down and about 2 to go here for the Tigers. They're at the 41-yard line, their own 41, going left to right. There's one thing you can count on with Tioga, they can make in-game adjustments, that's for sure.
They definitely can. That was the biggest pickup yardage-wise they've had so far this game, which is very rare to say.
Tigers now with a third and about 3 to go. They're going to go right back to Bellis, try to get the first down on the right wing side, on the right hash, nowhere to go. He was brought down on the play there by Matt Griswold for Delhi. And another key fourth down coming up. Tioga hasn't been able to move the ball here very well.
Nate, that's the third down play that they've had, and each time they've run the same play. They've run a QB option where they fake it to the – they're running an I formation. They fake it to the fullback, or they can hand it off, and then it's a, and then three times we've seen their quarterback keep it. As a defense, it's almost like we know what's coming at this point.
Sure.
And I hate to make it sound like Tioga's being very predictable offensively, but so far they have been. On the three third downs, it's been the exact same play. And now we're getting another workout for the chain group as they're back out here measuring again. But I do think this one, just like the other one, is short.
Coming out here for the measurement, and again, just short here. And so an interesting decision for the Tigers coaching staff here, Sky. They're on their own. Well, they're on their own side of the field. They're about the 44, 43-yard line here. Do you go for it here? Do you try to get some momentum? Because if you give the ball to Delhi here, that's really good field position again.
And this is one of those tough decisions that you have, right? You just gave them good field position. They went down and score. Do you go for it here? You haven't moved the ball a whole lot against them. Do you risk giving them good field position again, or do you try and pin them deep? It looks like they're going for it.
They're
going
to go for it here. Bellis is under center. And let's see what the Tigers decide to do. 10:20 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 6-0 over Tioga in the Section 4 championship game. And they're going to run to the far side. They're going to pick up a first down and a lot more. He's through to the second level. Maycumber on fourth down is going to score for Tioga from midfield. He shed two tacklers and goes for 6 from 55 yards out. A touchdown for Tioga. Sky, what'd you see there? He came blasting through. Looked like he was going to get 3-4 yards, and all of a sudden he's gone for 55.
He got hit by multiple guys there, but slipped right through. It's harder to grab guys' jerseys when it's a little wet like this, and then he was just off to the races, wasn't caught. Big play. That is exactly what Tioga needed. The fourth down risk there pays off, and they're right back in this game, obviously tying it up, and they take the lead here with the extra point.
So they're going to try to kick the extra point. This one is a line drive, and it's good. So it's 7-6, Tioga on top of Delhi with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour. No experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7-6 the score. Tioga with a 55-yard touchdown run to take the lead. And the kickoff here to Schnabel has nowhere to go and is brought down at the 20. Rain really starting to come down a little bit harder now with just under 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. And you wonder, is that the spark for Tioga, Sky? Because, you know, Delhi had pretty much kept the Tigers' offense in check until they break free for that 55-yard run.
It could be, but at the same time, if you're Delhi, no reason to panic. It was a fourth down conversion. It wasn't like they, you know, all of a sudden have started picking up these big plays. They gave up the one. You got to just keep doing what you're doing, trust it, and we can go right back down here and take the lead again.
So Delhi now starting from their own 20. They're going to try to hand it off to Wilson. He's met by a wall of navy blue and gold at the line, and he's brought down there for maybe a gain of one on the play. And the Tioga crowd has really come alive here, too. You can hear a lot more hooting and hollering down there from the Tigers fans. With 9:40 to go in the second quarter, live on a rainy day here in Johnson City, Tioga leads 7-6 over Delhi in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. The winner today will move on to the state tournament against the champion of Section 3, and that game is Dawesville versus Beaver River. That game is going on at the Carrier Dome. So a handoff here to Brocky on second down, and he sweeps to the outside, has nowhere to go, and is brought down. So going to be third down at about 9 to go for the Bulldogs, going right to left. And so that Tioga defense starting to come alive now, and a third and about 9 to go here for the Bulldogs.
Well, actually, there was a holding on that play. I'll be interested to see if they accept it and push it back. It looks like they did.
I did not see that flag. Yeah, so this is marching Delhi back. It's a hold against the Bulldogs, which is going to push them back to the 10-yard line here. And so it feels like the Tigers have the momentum. They've grabbed it from that one play, Scott. Really, just that 55-yard run. It's kind of switched the momentum here. So this is going to be second down and long here, about second and 20 for the Bulldogs. Nealis is going to have to try to escape the rush, has nowhere to go, and he's brought down, sacked at the 5-yard line, and breaking through there for Tioga was Sidoni as well as Duncanson to bring him down. And last week, Duncanson was great against Spencer Vanette and Canada, but came out late in that game with an injury. We're surprised to see him out there today, and he's flying around making plays like that.
I'm very surprised. It didn't look like a good injury. I'm happy to see it wasn't anything serious for him or anything. I overheard someone from the Tioga crowd saying that he had an injury to that knee in the past, too. So, but great to see him out there coming up big here for Tioga. Now you got a third and long for Delhi. This is a tough spot to be in.
Nealis, his heels are right on his own goal line. He's going to have to be careful. He hands it off to Wilson, who runs up the middle. Good hard running, gets out to about the 10, so it buys him a little real estate, but you're still going to be punting from your own end zone here on fourth down and long for the Bulldogs. With 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Tioga 7 and Delhi 6. A good game so far, back and forth with a couple momentum changes so far. And so we talked about special teams, and we've seen the ball on the turf a couple of times today. And this is going to be key. If Schnabel can get this punt off cleanly, that'll be huge for the Delhi Bulldogs. Both teams getting set here, 7:45 to go second quarter. Schnabel in his own end zone is going to be able to field it cleanly and hits a line drive that bounces out to about the 43-yard line before it rolls out of bounds. And I think if you're the Bulldogs there, Sky, you got to be happy because everything went well in terms of just punting that out of your own end zone. You got away cleanly with it.
And we didn't give up a big return. Last time they punted, they had a great punt. And then, as you said, it was about a 35-yard return for Tioga. This time, no return at all. Yeah, it's giving Tioga short field position, but when you're punting from your own end zone like that, this is the best that I think you could hope for here.
I think right now, just an outside observation, is Delhi to me looks frustrated at the moment. If they can fix that body language a little bit, try to say, hey, you know, it's 7-6 against Tioga. We're doing all right here. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Just got to get that confidence back. And here is Bellis under center. Tioga with the ball. And they're going to go right back to Maycumber. Bounces to the outside, left side, out to the 40, and he's brought down at about the 39-yard line. A couple of big collisions there on that play as guys were going after the football.
And he once again broke multiple tackles. Again, he's a very solid runner. As I said, last week when I watched them play against Spencer Van Netten, he was very impressive and obviously was on the big long run for the touchdown. And once again on that play there,
so Tioga walking up to the line, about a second down and 5. They're in Delhi territory at the 38-yard line. Bellis has a man in motion from left to right. They're lined up on the left hash. And they're going to go right back to Maycumber to the outside. Gets the first down and tackle at about the 30. And something I've always noticed, Sky, from Tioga over the years, once they find something that's working, they're so good at those in-game adjustments, they'll keep hammering that until you stop it.
And that's what they're doing. The first two plays here, they've made it look a little bit different, but it's the same play, and that's the play they also scored on as well. So, as you said, they're going to keep going to this play. We're going to run it so you can stop it. I like that strategy, and eventually that's going to open up other things as well.
6.5 to go in the second quarter. Tioga 7 at Delhi 6. First and 10 for Tioga on the Delhi 31, going left to right. Here's the snap. Bellis is going to roll out. We got a flag on the play. Throws, and it's incomplete. Pass was too tall for his tight end, Carson Sidoni. And we'll see what the flag is here coming back. Going to be a false start against the Delhi Bulldogs. It's cool. They actually have the microphones here for the referees, but I think the weather's wreaking some havoc down there on the microphone. So going to go against the Tigers, though, and push them back 5 yards. So with 6:20 to go in the second quarter, a first and 15 coming up for the Tigers. Tioga leading Delhi 7-6. Thanks for joining us today as well, all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, as well as our game audio archive. We record all these games, and you can go back and listen to them anytime, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. A handoff to Duncanson to the left side, pushing the pile forward. Looked like Delhi was going to bring him down at the line, but he pushes forward for about 4 or 5 yards here with just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter and a second down and about 8 to go here for the Tigers. They really seem to be liking that left side, Sky, that's for sure.
It seems like they've found out that there's something that they really like over there. They have an advantage of some sort. Duncanson breaking tackles and keeping his feet moving on that one to pick up the extra yardage. You accept the penalty, but now as opposed to second and 10 from the incomplete pass, it's actually now about second and 8.
Tioga's got a man in motion going from right to left. Bellis is under center. Little pitch back to Maycumber, left side. He's got the first down, it looks like, as he's brought down at the Delhi 20-yard line. Once again, if you're a big Tioga history guy, Jesse Manuel was fantastic probably about 4, 5, 6 years ago. Similar running. It looks like he's going to get brought down at the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden he's got 7 or 8 more, and that's what Maycumber's doing right now. Really nice run by Tioga, and that all gets set up with good blocking as well. So a third down and about 3 to go, maybe 2, for Tioga at the Delhi 22. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Tioga leading 7-6. Waiting for the snap. They're going to push it forward with Bellis, and he's able to pick up the first down across the 20 to the 19. Another good push there. Smart play by Tioga to just pick up what they need, and now they're really in control. Clock is on their side with about 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and they're sitting on the Delhi 20. And if they could score here late in this quarter, not give Delhi a lot of time, big advantage to the Tigers.
Yeah, it would be a huge score for them here. But Delhi, as I said, got to stay positive. It would be potentially only still a one-possession game. You haven't played bad at all this half, just a couple penalties here and there, but you got to be happy with what you've done so far.
Duncanson, a run to the outside on the right side. Good for about maybe a yard or two on first down. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tioga leading Delhi 7-6. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Ball now down to about the 14-yard line here as Tioga is in the Delhi red zone. Going left to right. Caden Bellis, the junior QB, is under center. Duncanson and Maycumber are in the backfield. One wide receiver split to each side. They want to throw. They're going to go across the middle. It's complete and into the end zone for a Tioga Tigers touchdown. Carson Sidoni hauls that in from Bellis, puts six more on the board for the Tigers with 3:37 to go in the second quarter. Boy, I did not expect that to go over the middle like that, and he was open and makes the catch there.
The receiver for Tioga ran a great route there. I was actually watching that the whole time. He took a couple steps out to his right, went back to the left, right at the goal post there to sneak in behind the defense. Great route, which is tough to do in these conditions, and a good ball there. Delhi defender just missed it, but big score for Tioga.
Extra point opportunity for the Tigers is up and good. So with 3:37 to go in the second quarter, it is Tioga 14, Delhi 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Tioga kicking off here after the score. And so that'll be a line drive. Schnabel's going to pick it up at the 20 and look to bring it out to the 30. And he's brought down there. So Tioga scores again to push their lead to 14-6 over Delhi. 3:37 left in the opening half. Carson Sidoni hauls in a 20-yard catch from Caden Bellis for the TD. So, Sky, a nice job there by Tioga to punch that one in.
Yeah, very nice job by Tioga. For Delhi, though, it's an eight-point game. You can go down, score, get the two-point conversion, tie it back up. There's 3:32, but you still got all three of your timeouts left, so you don't have to panic or rush. Not awful field position here, so finish out the half strong.
Waiting for the snap here for the Bulldogs, and they're going to look to drive one forward. Good for about 3 yards here by Ryan Wilson. We're going to take a quick break here on CDO, and we'll be right back. Our score 14-6 in the sectional final on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Tioga with a 14-6 lead over Delhi. A second down now for the Bulldogs and about 12 to go here for Delhi. Waiting for the snap. It's going to be a QB keeper here for Nealis, drives the pile forward out to about the 35-yard line with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Sky, if you're Delhi, what can you do here to, you know, are you in desperation mode to try to get some points before the half, or are you happy with how it is right now?
I mean, I wouldn't say desperation because, of course, it's still only in one position game, but you've definitely gotten the sense that Tioga has figured something out offensively for sure. They make great in-game adjustments, and it definitely seems like they've started to. At third down, about 9 here, you know, you want to at least make it fourth and reasonable to give yourself a chance.
Here's the throw on third down. It's intercepted by Tioga at the 35. Ripped out of bounds. Delhi was trying to go to Schnabel, and Levi Bellis was there to take it away, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 35 with 2:08 to go in the second quarter. Wow, and that's tough because it's still, you give Tioga good field position and about just over 2 minutes to work with here. That's a lot of time for the Tigers offense, and now you're relying heavily on your defense here if you're the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Tioga gets the ball on their own 34 with 2:08 left, but they also have all three timeouts, so they are not in a we-have-to-hurry mode at all. They can go down and make this a big, big two-possession game right now, and that's exactly what they're wanting.
Here is Caden Bellis. He's under center. Man in motion from right to left. They're going to go to Maycumber on the left side. Bowls over a tackler and gets about 8 yards on that left side. And Tioga has been hammering that left wing with their running backs, whether it be Maycumber or Duncanson. So it's I think he got a little less than I thought. It's still going to be about second down and probably about 5, maybe 4 to go here for the Tigers. 1:45 to go, second quarter. Tioga 14 and Delhi 6 in the sectional championship game on a rainy day here at Johnson City. Waiting for the snap. It's on the ground. Bellis scoops it up, but he's brought down as the Delhi defense was right there to rope him down, and Sanford was leading the charge there, but Bellis put that one on the turf.
And he's actually lucky to recover that because Delhi was coming in hot, and that would have been a huge momentum swing right there. We were talking about all these momentum swings, but if Delhi had recovered that, there was no one in front of them. So great job by Tioga by recovering this. Makes it a tough third and long, of course, but they got the lead right now. They don't have to panic. And they're definitely in four-down territory, so if they can pick up a good gain here, that's huge. But, wow, what a difference that makes right there with the fumble.
Tioga's actually had a harder time holding on to the ball today than Delhi, but they're ahead on the scoreboard. They try to throw down the right side, and that is knocked away. Brocky was there on defense. The intended receiver was Rossi for Tioga at about the 10-yard line. So 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tioga on top of Delhi, 14-6. The sectional championship here. Fourth down for Tioga. I'm assuming they will go for it here. They're in Delhi territory at about the 35-yard line.
I would assume they're going to go for it, too. Interesting play call right there on fourth and 10 to try and get a big play. I'm not saying I disagree with the call, but it makes your fourth down if you don't get it that much harder.
So fourth down here for the Tigers. I mean, maybe they're just thinking we're playing with house money right now, but we'll see. After the interception, and now going to be a timeout taken by the Tioga Tigers. They want to talk about this fourth down. We'll step away. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Tioga 14, Delhi 6 in the sectional title game on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A huge fourth down coming up here for the Tigers. Delhi really needs this stop with 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. It is going to be fourth down and 10, but Tioga is in Delhi territory at about the 35, maybe the 34-yard line. Tigers slowly come out of their timeout huddle. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report where we'll break down the first half and talk about how everything's going so far on a rainy day here in Johnson City. The rain continues to fall. Waiting for the snap. Bellis is going to drop back for Tioga. The rush is coming. He's brought down, and he's hauled back for about a 15-yard loss here. Great job by Delhi on fourth down to bring the rush. Orion Awe was the man who wrapped him up.
Huge play for Delhi. Even if they don't go down and score right now, they just had a huge stop. As we talked about, Tioga had good field position right there. Delhi's defense came back alive like we saw in the first quarter, a huge stop here. So we're hopefully, you know, you don't have any turnovers. I don't want to jinx anything here, but you're down by only 8 points going into the half, or they still have all three of their timeouts to maybe make something happen here for some late half magic.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are going to start going right to left on their own 45 here with 42 seconds to go in the second quarter. And it's 14-6, Delhi trailing the Tioga Tigers here. So the Tigers are on top. Nealis has three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. He wants to throw. He goes to Brocky on the outside, and it's an incomplete pass. Bounced right off of his chest and had nowhere to go. And so an incomplete pass there on first down. That just shows how slippery the ball is right now with 32 seconds to go now, second quarter.
Actually, Nate, I think that was a backwards pass, which would make that a fumble since the receiver didn't catch it. The clock should still be running right now. It should be second down, but the clock has clearly stopped.
It was an interesting play because it bounced off of Brocky, and he had that moment where he was like, well, it's an incomplete pass, but Tioga was still coming in strong. Yeah, they're going to run some more time off of this here. And so, you know, Brocky pretty much had to hustle back and then fall on it as a couple of Tigers fell on top of him. Clock is now running. Nealis has to come sprinting in from the sideline. They're going to only have time for one more play here. Everybody's got to get set with about 13 seconds left. So here's the snap. Nealis wants to throw. He's going to go down the right side. He's got a receiver. It's complete to Angelo Kristen on the outside with 3 seconds left. Delhi is able to take a timeout at the 45. But, Sky, I think you nailed that, and that's why the clock continued to run there.
Well, it was weird. I don't want to call anyone out right now or anything, but the clock stopped after the ball hit the ground. And then eventually was winding down. And if I was the Tioga sideline, I would have been freaking out, yelling as loud as I can that clock's supposed to be running because the official very clearly said that was a backwards pass and the down marker didn't move back or anything like that. But what was even more curious for me was Delhi, once the clock started, as you said, Nealis rushed back into the huddle. You have all three of your timeouts. I don't know why they didn't use one, so they didn't have to rush, and now there's only 2.9 seconds, the only time for one more play. You have the timeouts. You might as well use them.
Yeah, Nealis was pretty much on the sideline when they realized what was going on, and he had to run back out and quickly try to get everybody set. So now Delhi's down to just having, you know, one last crack at it here, and you know, it's a tough situation for everybody involved there. It kind of, like, it almost kind of washed out in a way. It was kind of equal for both sides, the way it all worked out, I would say. Waiting for the snap. And Angelo Kristen is actually in at QB. He wants to throw. He's got a good arm. Throws it down the right sideline, and this one is intercepted by Tioga to end the half, and they're roped out of bounds. Kristen actually threw a long, long touchdown in the first matchup against Tioga. So I think this time the Tigers dropped a few more guys back and said, okay, not this time. So that's going to bring us to our halftime break with our score Tioga 14 and Delhi 6. An entertaining first half here, Sky, between the Tigers and the Bulldogs.
Very. This game has been great so far. A huge fourth down touchdown for Tioga. It gave them the momentum that they needed. But Delhi right here to finish out the half. Great stop. That was huge for them. The second half, I think, will be just as good.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll talk more about it in just a few minutes on our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score here at Johnson City, the rain has actually kind of stopped here for just a moment, or at least it's a lot lighter than it was. 14-6 our score, Tioga on top of Delhi in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. We'll be back in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito.